A recent analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that members of the Latino community are less likely to have received the COVID-19 vaccine than any other racial or ethnic group. A reluctance to get the shot, grounded in language barriers, culture, and other factors, often piles onto the healthcare inequities that many members of the community already face. David Condos of the Kansas News Service reports on efforts to reach Latino communities in southwestern Kansas.
Enrique Rodriguez Friends hosts La Mexicana, the top Spanish radio station in southwest Kansas.
Saludos, saludos, saludos.
That makes him a well-known guy in these parts.
Hello, hello, young lady. How you doing?
How are you guys?
Good.
So when the National Beef Meatpacking Plant wanted more people to line up at its vaccine clinic in the small city of Liberal, they called him.
No symptoms.
He came to live stream his vaccination to over 20,000 Facebook followers.
You're done? That's it? No sentí absolutamente.
After getting his shot, he went to tell his 65-year-old mother.
She was like, oh my gosh, know that you're going to have consequences.
His mom doesn't want to get vaccinated because she's afraid of fictitious side effects she's heard from one bogus source or another.
So how can you fight all this garbage? I don't have the answer.
Prince's story illustrates the complicated task facing the country. Now that the COVID-19 vaccine is becoming more available, people need to be sold on taking the shots. In Latino communities, vaccine hesitancy, cultural barriers, and accessibility issues could hinder the rollout from reaching the most vulnerable.
Not all at once.
About 2 hours after Friends live streams his vaccination, a group of people from the Liberal area file into a community center conference room.
So did you guys?
They're here to talk about the vaccine, or more to the point, their concerns about taking it.
Have any hesitations?
The most common concern in the room comes from a lack of clear, consistent information. Here's Edgar Galindo.
And I still keep asking, you know, questions that are, it's going to work or just you have to have it every year. I'm still waiting for that.
Rodrigo Calderon worries about where the shot came from.
I'm just waiting for more information. So, I mean, I don't plan on taking it, but maybe later on I'll change my mind.
And at least in this room, he's not alone.
How many of you guys would take the vaccine now? Levante la mano.
Out of the 16 people in this group, just two say they want the vaccine. Janet Vasquez works at Southwest Medical Center in Liberal and organized the focus group.
People are already very emotional. I mean, COVID has been very challenging for a lot of people. And so hearing rumors about the vaccine just terrifies and scares them more.
So Vasquez has made social media videos with Hispanic doctors, posters with vaccine facts in Spanish, anything that might help more people get their shots. For places like Liberal and Dodge City, which are more than 60% Latino, the stakes are high. If messages about the vaccine don't speak to Hispanic residents in ways they'll take to heart, pockets of unvaccinated people could incubate future outbreaks. And the person delivering that message can often be just as important as the message itself.
Claro que sí, con gusto. Mi nombre.
Reverend Daniel Armenta has been the pastor of Iglesia Bautista Emmanuel in Dodge City for more than 30 years. It's a Spanish-speaking congregation of roughly 100 people. Half of them are Guatemalan, a group that Armenta says is particularly difficult for outsiders to reach.
Encuentro que son personas muy.
He says that he's found the Guatemalans in his community to be reserved, cautious people who often find it hard to trust other cultures. On top of that, he says Guatemalan culture teaches that they should live without vaccinations. So, with help from local government and community leaders, Armenta recently began sharing vaccination information with his church on Sundays. He says he's starting to see more of his congregation become receptive to the vaccine. Ernesto de la Rosa is the chairperson of the state's Hispanic and Latino American Affairs Commission. He says educating Latino communities about the COVID vaccine will take more than just translating information from English to Spanish. It's about making messages culturally relevant. He calls it meeting people where they are.
And I don't necessarily mean by place. I mean by their thoughts, their culture, how they go on with their everyday life.
It could be as simple as featuring the voices of native Spanish speakers or playing Latin cumbia music under an ad. Anything that lets Latinos know this message is for them. Radio host Enrique Rodriguez Friends plans to keep delivering this message in as many different ways as he can.
It doesn't matter how much information you create. What really does matter is how much information is actually getting to the people that need it and understand it. So how can we connect better? That's the challenge every day. That's my challenge every day.
And after he gets his second dose, he's going to pay another visit to his mom.
I ain't giving up on this lady. She's my mom, dude.
For Here and Now, I'm David Kandos.